A Journey to Gratitude, Storytime with Mental Wellness Initiative. Stories to help you heal, connect, and grow. Written and narrated by Tracy Lee Cotson. Before we begin on the journey of discovering gratitude, let's ensure that you are as comfortable as possible. Sit or lie down in a comfortable place. You may keep your eyes open or closed, but closing them will allow you to travel more easily with the sound of my voice. If you are lying down, feel the support provided to the full length of your body. Settle into it. If you are seated, feel the support provided to your back and feel the solidity of the ground beneath your feet. Know that the entire universe supports you and your existence. You cannot float away or fall through the earth. Take a moment to really feel this. As you sit or lay where you are, envision a translucent bubble surrounding you. It moves and shimmers and glows. You are fully contained within this bubble, from a meter above your head to a meter below your feet. A meter surrounding you at your front and back and both sides. The air inside the bubble is clean, fresh, and invigorating. This bubble is permeable, but it allows only positive and helpful energies to pass through. Anything that does not help or serve you simply bounces off the outside of the bubble and floats away. You are fully protected within the bubble. You may visualize the bubble in any color you like. Inhale that fresh, clean air through your nose for a slow count of four. Feel the oxygen enter and energize you. It moves to every part of your being. Hold this breath for another count of four, and then release it through your mouth for a count of four. On the inhale, in your mind's eye, see that only good things are allowed to enter into your mind and the sacred space within the bubble. This may be represented by a sparkling iridescent light. On the exhale, see that all the stress and anxiety in your body is being expelled. This may be represented by light of a different color and texture. The exhale immediately exits the bubble and cannot re-enter. It simply floats away. Let's do it together for a total count of four breaths. Inhale. Hold for four. And exhale for four. Let's do it again. Hold for four. And exhale. One more time. And for the last time, you should now be feeling calm and relaxed. In your mind's eye, you are walking down a path in a secret garden. The path made of rose quartz crystal winds through fields of flowers, past a gurgling brook, and around the edges of the woods. As you walk along this path, you arrive at a fork in the road. Towards the right, the path leads to a waterfall. To the left, it leads towards the sea. You take the path to the left, and it meanders for a while through exquisite landscapes. Sometime later, you arrive at the end of the path and step onto the clean white sand of the beach. The sand is warm underfoot and the salty breeze is cool against your skin. You sit down on a flat rock overlooking the wide expanse of the endless ocean. You are deeply at peace with yourself and with the world. Soon you notice a bottle bobbing in the surf where the water meets the sand. You get up and walk over to collect it. The clear glass bottle is secured with a cork stopper, which you easily remove to discover a little piece of paper curled up inside. Now excited by the find, you unfold the paper to find a handwritten note which reads, "You are hereby invited to remember that gratitude is the secret ingredient to a magnificent life." You read the note again. Then you return the note to the bottle and replace the stopper. What a strange and cryptic message, you think. But the message has intrigued you. In the distance, along the shore, three figures are approaching. Certain they were not there a moment ago, you rise from your resumed position on the rock, trying to discern who they are. They seem somehow familiar. The three figures, all dressed in white, are versions of you. You greet them reverently. Smiling warmly, they sit beside you. The first, a young child, takes your hand and says, "We have come to show you all the ways in which you have been cared for." A little confused, you simply smile back at them. A moment later, with a rush of air, images fill your mind. These are images of provision, a cascade of memories of food, clothing, housing, and medication throughout your lifespan are recalled in vivid detail. A warmth fills you as you realize that despite the challenges and sometimes scarcity you have experienced, what you have needed has been provisioned, and you are grateful. Gradually, the images fade, and you become aware of the warm sand underneath your feet. The second visitor, a version of you from your teenage years, now reaches for your hand. Again, the images rush in, but this time, they are the faces of the teachers, strangers, friends, and family who showed you kindness and care. You begin to weep as you recall how painful and challenging your teenage years sometimes were. And yet, in the midst of your struggles and pain, there were those who showed you love, and you are grateful. The images subside, and once more you are aware of the beach and your strange visitors. The sun is lower on the horizon now. How much time has passed, you wonder. The third visitor reaches for your hand, but you are hesitant. They look just like you. Their eyes sparkle with kindness, and a quizzical eyebrow invites you once more to take their hand. For a third time, you are transported to a wonderland of memories. However, these are quite different. These memories are not still, but moving images. In them, you see yourself laughing with joy, grieving after a heartbreak, angry after a brutal disappointment, giddy the happiness of an outstanding achievement, and falling in love. And you become aware that in each moment of your life, your most constant relationship has been with yourself. You have always been there for you, and you always will be. The flow of the images of the story of your life gradually come to a halt. You find yourself once again face to face with yourselves, intensely aware that they have never left you, they have always loved you, they have always been present, and you have actually never been alone. Your mind flashes back to other memories of being abandoned and betrayed by the ones you loved, but even then, when you felt unworthy, alone, and in despair, you had never abandoned yourself. The warmth of gratitude in your chest expands and rises and overflows the container of your body and mind. Golden rays and waves radiate from you in every direction, racing across the open fields and the vast and endless ocean. As the sun touches the horizon, your visitors rise. Each one says farewell in their own way. A kiss on the head, a cheek cupped in one hand, and a long, deep embrace. You don't want them to leave, yet you know in truth that they never will. You watch them walk along the shore, hand in hand, until eventually they are enveloped by the incoming ocean mist. You rise and make your way down the pink crystal path, past the field of flowers and the gurgling brook, past the woods to the place where the path begins, knowing that it will be here whenever you need it. Slowly bring your consciousness back into the room. Feel the bed or the chair or the floor supporting you. Become aware of the sounds around you. Open your eyes. Take in your surroundings. Thank you for listening to and sharing in this visualization on gratitude. This production is brought to you by the Mental Wellness Initiative, South Africa.